Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast, and thank you for joining us for our Bible study today as we return to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and take up again verse 1, which says, "This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work." And that introduces the section covering verses 1 through 7 that give us the qualifications for pastors in local churches and tell us some very important things about the pastoral office. In verse 1, we have a description of the pastoral office, not a complete description, but a partial description through the use of the word bishop as opposed to elder or perhaps some other designation. But bishop and elder are the two most common terms. In fact, elder is the most common term. But elder doesn't tell us a great deal about the work of the office. That emphasizes qualifications. The term elder indicates the maturity, the experience of men, the spiritual maturity of those who are selected for this office. But the term bishop, which means overseer, tells us one of the important aspects. In fact, really, in a sense, this is a summary of the entire work of the office. A bishop is an overseer, a spiritual overseer of a local church, of a particular flock of Christ's sheep. And he oversees their spiritual development. He oversees their diet. He oversees their protection from things that would harm them, spiritual dangers that would be a harm to them. He oversees the work of the local church, and that's what he does. Furthermore, we see something of the significance of this pastoral office by the opening words of verse 1, when Paul says, "This is a faithful saying." Don't go too quickly over that phrase. The verse again reads, "This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work." This is a faithful saying. That particular phrase is used 5 times in the New Testament. It has been used already in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. It will be used again in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, and in Titus 3, 8. So all of the uses are found in the pastoral epistles. 4 of the 5 are found in Paul's epistles to Timothy. 3 of the 5 are found in 1 Timothy. And, 3 are found in 1 Timothy, 1 in 2 Timothy, and 1 in Titus. Now, every place where this phrase is found, something of particular significance is noted. It's almost like Christ's use of the term verily, or in some of the Gospels, the double verily, 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 or truly, truly, I say unto you. And we have learned that that designates something of particular significance. Certainly everything that Christ said is significant, but when Christ prefaced what he was going to say, prefaced a statement by the term truly, or verily, and especially verily, verily, I say unto you, you need to pay extra close attention. What is it that merits this introductory phrase, to call our attention, to help us to focus on this particular statement. Well, it's something similar here with Paul. When Paul says, this is a faithful saying, you better double your focus and look very carefully at what he is about to say. Let's look at the other uses of that term. The first one in chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Well, that's a very significant statement, a faithful saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's really a summary statement of the gospel. That's a summary statement of the person and work of Christ. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You could hardly find a more significant statement than that. And it is predicated by this phrase, this is a faithful saying. Let's look at the third instance, the second one, of course, being found in our text for today, that we'll come back to in a moment. But let's look at the third instance in 1 Timothy 4:9. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. And that's the entire verse. And that seems to actually conclude what he said about the importance of spiritual exercise. Notice verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Godliness, godly lives, godly interests, godly pursuits have benefit for this life and for the life to come. That's a pretty significant statement. And it is so indicated by this phrase, this is a faithful saying. We turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 11 to find the third use or the fourth use of this phraseology. Paul, by the Spirit of God, says, this is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, that's an extended statement, and that in itself requires more than a quick glance, and so I really am not going to take the time in the broadcast today to go into that extended statement in any kind of detail, but surely in just reading it, you understand this is a statement of great significance and extreme importance. There's an awful lot of spiritual truth here. And that is highlighted by that introductory phrase, this is a faithful saying. That seems to be reserved for some of the most important, some of the most significant statements that are found in the pastoral epistles. The last use is in the book of Titus, chapter 3, and verse 8. This is a faithful saying. And these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. That's a pretty important statement. I want you to affirm it constantly. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. Well, I think we can understand the significance of that statement, and we could camp on that statement for quite a while. Those who have been saved by the grace of God are to evidence good works. Now, enforce that, affirm that, emphasize that, preach that, prod people in that direction. Make sure that Christians understand that they are in this world for the purpose of bearing fruit, of doing good works, of serving the Lord Jesus Christ, of serving the interests of Christ's kingdom. Make sure that people understand that. This is a vitally important statement, and it is introduced by this phrase, this is a faithful saying. These are the most significant statements that Paul makes, perhaps, in all three of the pastoral epistles, the ones that are introduced by this phrase, this is a faithful saying. And that's the phrase that introduces the selection and qualification qualifications for pastors in 1 Timothy 3, 1-7. This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. So the significance of the pastoral office is highlighted by that introductory statement. This is a faithful saying. This is a true saying, is another way of putting it. This is a significant saying, is the way that I'm interpreting it. And that significant saying is that if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. And furthermore, the significance of the pastoral office, I think, is underscored by this concept, if a man desire the office of a bishop. This is something that men often have a desire for. Why? Because of its significance. I don't read, actually, if a man desire the office of a deacon, he desires a good work, though I do think that's true. And I think godly men ought to desire to be able to serve in the office of deacon, to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom in that way, and His church in that way. I think it would be entirely God-honoring to desire that office if the desire for it is for godly reasons and not for political reasons, not for self-centered reasons, not for carnal reasons. And likewise here, with the office of pastor or bishop, if a person desires that office for carnal reasons, of course, that does not honor the Lord. But this phrase, if a man desire the office, it's an idea of reaching out for and desiring greatly. There's something about this office that would cause men to reach out for it and to greatly desire it. Not for the privilege of exercising authority, though there's authority in the office, and that's why the word bishop is used, but that's not why people should desire it, so that they can have authority for themselves and feel like a big shot. But if they desire to use one of the most strategic positions in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ for the advancement of Christ's kingdom, for the building of Christ's church, for the edification of Christ's people, for the upbuilding of Christ's kingdom, if a man greatly desires that, that's good. Let him work toward that desire. Let him work toward qualifying himself for that office, because there are important qualifications. Let him turn his strong desire into meeting the qualifications, and then if and when his desire is satisfied and he's given that office, let him utilize it for the honor and glory of Christ and for the upbuilding of Christ's sheep. And all of these things underscore how important the pastoral office is. It is of great significance. The health, the well-being of local churches depends upon godly, faithful, qualified men filling the office of overseer. Far more depends upon this than perhaps we realize. And we need to realize it. We need to understand how important it is, how significant the pastoral office. Good men serving well can do so much good in this office. Careless men, or evil men, or carnal men, can do so much damage from this office. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.